Hey guys, I hope you guys are doing well. And right now it's around 3 o'clock here in India, and you know the sun is so much hot out there. It's so much hot, really, man. It just wets our everything out. Everything becomes a chick chick. Do you understand what the chick chick word means here? It means that the sun is so hot that the sweat is making you sticky inside, you know? The bra you wear, the innerwear you carry, everything is becoming like shit, you know? It's so much yuck. But those are the summers which are famous in tropical countries like India. And that's what tropical regions are famous for, you know. And there are so many ways to survive with this heat. You can just be cool, you know. Don't get hot with your head. That's because everything around you is so hot. The sun is already hot. If you also become hot, then everything is going to be sticky. So no matter how much you look fresh in the morning, when you are back at home, you are gonna look so much exhausted, tanned, blackened, and but there's so much fun because we get summer holidays over here in India. Well, I love to share the experience that when I get out of the house to the college and just come back home around 12 o'clock, the sun is on the top, yelling, getting out all of the heat, whatever he has in him, and it just feels so terrible. I get back home. What I do is I eat jaggery along with water, which is a good thing to eat or to do first when you arrive home with that heat taking inside, because that's good, you know, that's a good thing to do. So you also, if you are the lady or a guy who lives in a tropical climate and knows what sun, what heat I'm talking about, you know. So have jaggery and water when you're back home. So here I am with the tip for your summer. Just begin with this. And as you know that, drinking buttermilk, also a good option. So there is a lot of stuffs, you know, lots and lots and lots of stuffs. Now, I'm just about to graduate. I hope you guys know that very well. And the results are not out yet of my last sem, but it's always better to look at the bright side. And as I'm a good studious girl, and there are lots of chances that I'm getting a good percentage, right? So let's wait for the result. But before that, there are lots of things I have to brainstorm about, I have to think about, and I'm confused about it. Just like every grad student, I am. So basically, nobody gets to know how your graduation got over, you know, how it all ended up, it's ending, and yet to give the last paper. But at the end, it's gonna leave you confused, whatever you are doing, man. Even you have set the goal, your goal to do anything in your life, it's gonna get you confused because that graduation thing is over now, and you're gonna step into the new whole world. Yeah, the college is over. Everybody is going to ask you, hey, you're gonna soon getting a graduation degree. Are you also planning for a PG course? Oh, there are so many things, you know. Rather than just beating your head, grabbing your head and putting it in front of those notebooks. That's not a thing we are born to do. We have our own thoughts, you know. We have our own mind to do. So yeah, at this stage of life, it might be crazy, but our ideas do matter. That's what I think about, you know. Now, I love writing. I just love talking to you guys there to the other side. You make my day listening to me, taking the time out. And I hope you can relate to me. That's why you're listening. This is so awesome, you know. Then, yeah. So, after my 12th standard, what happened was, just like any other student, I took admission for a graduation course because, you know, graduation has value, it holds up value, it adds value in your life. Okay, so till then you get your first job with your degree, that's of no use, you know. So I hope I'll get the first job, but I keep on asking myself, am I really interested in keeping other people's profit and loss account and balance sheets? Am I so worried about what the balance sheet says, what's their net profit, how much assets they owe, what is the liability, what outstanding amount they have, how much reserve is there, how many equity share are they going to offer, otherwise issue, whatever. Am I really interested in it? So even if you're a commerce student, science student, or even an art student, are you really interested in doing those jobs? Or your calling is something else? Even if you don't know now, that's completely fine. If you don't have any plan, that's completely okay. Because you are just like me, man. You just go with the flow, whatever life take on, you're told, you just go to it. You don't just plan everything that, okay, after 1 week, I'm supposed to be here, and if nothing happens like that, and I'm sure nothing happens like that, because whatever you plan, the other way, it turns other way around, you know. So just go with the flow and do your best one thing at a time. And if you are hashtag multipassionate, hashtag multipotential, you are in the right place. You're listening to me, and I'm one of them, guys. I hope you are happy with hearing it, and I'll be telling you more stories since the HSE, that is high school, okay? So keep on listening to me, April Autumn, just on anchor.fm. See you guys soon. I hope you will hear me soon, and have a great, awesome day. Listen to your heart and smile. Take care. Bye.